Everton, they're a bit like the UK, really, aren't they? They always punch above their weight and somehow manage to do it. And Davy Moyes is really, with what he's had available, nothing short of a miracle worker.
Yeah, he's done a fantastic job for them and has a very nice, style about him in which he's hard on his players, but he's fair on his players. He's very open, very honest about how things are at Everton. He knows, as the fans do, that there's no money there. They would love to see some new investment. They haven't got it, and he ploughs on. I'm sure in the back of his mind he hopes that he can land one of the big jobs somewhere. Maybe if Sir Alex Ferguson ever leaves in 10 years' time or whatever, that he might be in the frame for that. Interesting, isn't it? The likes of Chelsea, Manchester City, they didn't really show interest in bringing somebody like Moyes. It was difficult for the British managers, never seemed to be able to land that top job, which seems very unfair because Moyes has a great track record over 10 years. The fans are getting pretty upset about the lack of investment.
Well,
now, Bill Kenwright
Blue
is getting
Nation
a lot of
demonstrating
flack
today. And they want the club to change for the better. They don't think it's going in the right direction with Bill Kenwright. They've got a website that, amply demonstrates and explains exactly what they think. The unfortunate position for them, although their voice is important, is that there's a lot of Everton fans who don't agree with what they're doing at all, and there's some that are stuck in the middle. So there's really no consensus.
No, there isn't. And Kenwright, from time to time, appeals to them and says, look, if I can get a buyer who will take this club forward, then I'll do it. Trouble is the fans think, yeah, but are you really trying to do that? I think he probably is. I know of people who've met up with him, who've put proposals to him, but they've fallen down. Maybe Bill Kenwright has to just say one day, right, that's it, I'm stepping away and I'm going. And then maybe that's the only way it's going to happen, because there's a slight feeling that maybe he wants to stay around in some capacity, whoever the new owners are, and maybe that wouldn't suit new owners. You've also got the other side, the ground. I mean, whoever comes in has to redevelop Goodison Park. That's going to cost an awful lot of money. We have the ongoing situation in Liverpool, where there's always talk of new grounds for Liverpool, for Everton. They both clubs want to build, well, I think Everton might go for a ground share, but Liverpool would never do it. You look at Stanley Park and you look at Anfield and you look at Goodison, you think if you just put a ground right in the middle there, wouldn't that suit everybody and save you £300 million? There's not enough will to do that. No. I think personally it could benefit both clubs, but I'm not a supporter of either, and I understand there are feelings would run high about that.
Great start for Wolves this season. It's not been so good since. Do you think they'll stay up?
We always seem to think that Wolves will go down, don't we? And then they pull it together. I'm a real big admirer of Mick McCarthy. He's got a fantastic attitude to the game. He gets stuck in there the way he did as a centre-half, strangely for Ireland, the Barnsley boy. And he did a talk at a Premier League dinner a couple of weeks ago, and he's passionate for the game and how much he loves it, and said, even when you're struggling, enjoy every day. I'm so lucky to be doing this sort of job. People would kill to do this job. Wolves fans really did got on his back a few weeks ago, and there was a fair old spat. But since then, a few have come out, apologised. We move on. And Mick tells it like it is. Fans tell it like it is. Seems like they've agreed to meet in the middle just at the moment. This is a game they will see as a chance, but Everton, particularly now that Rodwell presumably comes back with a whole new spring in his step, will probably win.